HeidiTown.com. Colorado festivals and events that are HeidiTown mayor approved. Visit this town and you'll never be bored again.
Hi, my name is Heidi, and I'm the mayor of HeidiTown, the place for entertaining information on Colorado festivals and travel. I was recently in Telluride for a conference, and it's the first time I've had the opportunity to stay overnight in the town. After this trip, I want to convince you that while they are known for skiing and an incredible blues festival, a trip to Telluride in the fall should be on your bucket list. Plan it now for next fall. You will not be disappointed. I couldn't stop taking photos, and it took me an extra hour just to get to Telluride because I kept pulling over to take more photos. You've got to go. Put it on your calendar now, and I promise that you won't be disappointed. If you want to see what you've missed this year, I've got some photos of my trip on HeidiTown.com and more at HeidiTown's Facebook page. Also right now on HeidiTown.com, you'll find reviews of She Loves Me, now playing at Candlelight Dinner Playhouse, and The Full Monty, on stage at Boulder's Dinner Theater. These are two very different productions, but both are guaranteed to put a smile on your face. We are lucky to have some high-caliber talent on stages throughout Colorado, and winter is the time to take advantage of all the theater and concert offerings our region has to offer. The Fort Collins Symphony is celebrating 64 years this season. The 2013-2014 season kicked off on October 5th this year. Go to fcsymphony.org to see the schedule. The Greeley Philharmonic Orchestra's 2013-2014 season is now underway. This season's theme is Your Passport to Music. The orchestra will whisk you away this winter to exotic places like Russia, Italy, Paris, and more. GreeleyPhilharmonic.org will fill you in on all the exciting details. And of course, the Colorado Symphony always has something wonderful happening. In fact, this fall, they are partnering with the Denver Art Museum for a masterwork show featuring French music to celebrate a passport to Paris, the fall show at the Denver Art Museum. And I will be there to see it. My husband actually bought me season tickets to the CSO for my birthday last week. So you can be sure that there will be some musically inclined write-ups on HeidiTown.com this winter. Go to coloradosymphony.org for their extensive list of concert offerings. And speaking of museums, I am super excited about two fall exhibits coming to Denver. First, as I already mentioned, A Passport to Paris opens at the Denver Art Museum on October 27th and runs through February 9th. A little known fact about the mayor of HeidiTown is that I took 7 years of French. It was my minor in college for the first 2 years. My obsession with France and the French culture cooled a little as I entered adulthood, but I am still excited for this show and still long to visit Paris, a city I still have not seen in person. Visit denverartmuseum.org for more information on A Passport to Paris. The second exhibit I am super excited about is Mythbusters at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science. It opened on October 11th and runs through January 5th. If you are a fan of the show, you will not want to miss this exhibit. Learn more at dmns.org. And watch HeidiTown.com for write-ups on both of these museum exhibitions. This segment wouldn't be complete without a little shout out to all you Halloween lovers, and there are a lot of you. Old Town Zombie Fest is this Saturday. This fundraiser for Turning Point fills the streets of Fort Collins with the undead, so beware. More information at oldtownzombie.com. Also here in Fort Collins, something not so scary, the very popular Tiny Tots Halloween celebration is back on October 31st at 10 a.m. Details can be found at downtownfortcollins.com. I mentioned our cemetery tour in Leadville on my last show, but now I've written all about it on HeidiTown.com. It would definitely be a unique way to celebrate Halloween this year. I've been sharing pumpkin festivals and corn mazes on HeidiTown's Facebook page at facebook.com/HeidiTown.com/FB, so be sure to stop by. Also, follow me on Twitter, Google+, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Pinterest. Thanks so much for listening. I'll talk to you next time.
Well, that's today's segment. Any questions or comments, contact our mayor, Heidi, at HeidiTown.com.